Since the dawn of the 21st century, scientific discovery has rushed forward at lightning speed. Genetics, physics, computerized technology, robotics, virtual reality. Join Derek and Sharon Gilbert as they uncover the truths behind this ultimate scientific deception. Get ready for Sci Friday.
When is the moon not the moon? When Elon Musk tweets it, that's when.
Get ready for Sci Friday from Skywatch TV. Welcome, I'm Derek Gilbert. Boy, that opening even took me by surprise.
I know it did. It took everyone by surprise. In case you're wondering, I'm Sharon Gilbert, by the way, in case you are wondering what I am talking about, if you haven't looked at Elon Musk's Twitter account lately, you really should, because he tweeted Occupy Mars as his graphic of the day a couple of days ago, and he used a picture of a blood moon to represent Mars.
That's really interesting.
And he doesn't seem to know what Mars looks like.
Well, Elon Musk has enough problems going on in on this planet to worry about before he starts worrying about occupying another planet.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Elon Musk is trying to find funding to get his SpaceX company off and running to Mars. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Not in my lifetime.
He needs to worry about getting his Tesla motors.
He needs to worry about a lot of things. But I thought that was the craziest thing.
So. Well, it is. It is. And just a quick note on Tesla motors and electric cars in general. They are touted as being environmentally friendly. We've talked before besides the heavy metals that go into the batteries, which don't have an unlimited lifespan, which means you've got to find a way to dispose of these toxic batteries inside the electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. What's producing the electricity?
Exactly.
Most of the time, it is some carbon-based fuel, like coal or petroleum product, natural gas perhaps. So really, when you're running an electric vehicle, you are burning a fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, just the practicality of these things, unless you are an urban dweller who is always within a few blocks of a charging station and can leave your vehicle somewhere where because the average time to recharge one of these things takes 30 minutes.
The only way you can do that is if you can charge it on your own sense of self-satisfaction.
That's right.
I mean, let's face it, many of these of folks who own hybrid or electric or all electric cars do so because it's virtue signaling.
It really is. We have no problem whatsoever with doing everything we can to protect and preserve the environment because as Christians, we believe we've got a God-given command to steward His creation.
Yes, that was part of the mandate.
Yes, but many of the so-called solutions to whatever, climate change, pollution, are nothing more than, as you say, virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Because they're not real solutions. They're just intended to signal to other people that we're more woke than our next door neighbors.
When you
travel, they found that it takes and this is something Los Angelinos do apparently somewhat frequently, drive to Las Vegas and back, which normally is about a 7-hour trip. But because of the amount of time it takes to recharge a vehicle, you add like another hour and a half because you can't always find a charging station when you need one. And unlike a gas station where you can run in, pump the gas yourself, mm-hmm. and be gone in 10 minutes, it takes at least half an hour if you can find an open charging point.
Okay, I am going to take this and I am going to connect it to something before we started recording this. By the way, if you notice, we're in our home because Derek is off to Atlanta this weekend and with his mother, they're going to a memorial for her brother, mm-hmm. her late brother. And because of that, because he's leaving very early on Thursday morning, he has very little time to do any editing on Sci Friday. So it seemed like the easiest thing to do would be just to have one camera.
A single camera shot. Like in the old
days. Which we could easily do in our home. So that's the reason that we're home this week. But and next week, I'm not sure we're even going to have one.
Well, 4th of July falls on Thursday.
4th of July weekend. So. Sorry, we may not have one next week. But I'm going to connect this to something we talked about. I've been rewatching the series Black Mirror.
Mm.
And I'm doing that because there are so many themes within that TV show. And again, it's adult situations. In many of those programs, it's not suitable for all viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, adult. that have to do with virtue signaling, have to do with social media or social meds, as it's sometimes mm-hmm. called, have to do with this idea of groupthink and One of them, and we've even talked about how China is now, because of WhatsApp, is controlling their membership, their citizenry, through likes and dislikes, through what they do and don't do on the WhatsApp, because WhatsApp controls everything, just the way a certain social media company over here in the United States mm-hmm. wants to control everything, even bringing Libra, mm-hmm. their own cryptocurrency, in. This show, and I can't remember if it was on Black Mirror or if it was on the Electric Dreams, but again, that's also an adult-themed show in many cases. But both take a look at a dystopian society that is based on constantly being in communication and how we can influence one another to, frankly, do terrible things. Mm-hmm. One of the shows had to do with a woman who had been downgraded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those social media sites where a like will get you points. Well, she was losing points, and she was losing her score. And the lower her score got, and once it started sliding, everybody was jumping on the bandwagon, mm-hmm. and she was sliding like crazy. She suddenly not only couldn't get the premium price at the electric refuel station for her electric car, because all the cars were electric, but she couldn't even get it to work. She also couldn't get a good deal at the airline counter. In fact, at one point, her score was so low, she couldn't even get a flight.
Mm-hmm.
She was no longer allowed to fly, and the TSA.
Yeah,
if only it were the TLC. The TSA came in and arrested her.
Mm-hmm. And that takes what's going on in China to its logical extreme. Because in China, there are people who find it impossible to get tickets on airlines or even trains, or they can't because they can't take a flight. China's a huge country. You've got to take a train that makes it much slower to travel, which makes it very difficult if you're a business person and you have to make meetings. It really makes life difficult, and your social media score can be affected by, whatever they call it. It's not social media score, but it's your social...
Basically within WhatsApp, because you do everything inside WhatsApp. WeChat.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Sorry, not WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Erase that. Pretend you never even heard it.
WeChat.
It's WeChat.
Right. WhatsApp is the Facebook version of,
but it wants to become the new WeChat.
Exactly right. And we'll talk about Libra in just a second for a little bit. But yes, it essentially, her social credit score.
That was it.
And this is a real thing in China. And this is probably coming here. And that's why, coming back to Facebook now, this proposed cryptocurrency that Facebook wants to launch called Libra is so disturbing. The idea of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum and others have been around for a while, but even Bitcoin, which is the best known and it's been around the longest, most popular, over 98% of its transactions are not with merchants. In other words, most people don't use Bitcoin to actually buy things. You don't go to the grocery store and buy milk and bread with Bitcoin. But Facebook wants to change that with its new cryptocurrency. Now, unlike Bitcoin and Ethereum, which are backed by algorithms, the algorithms are written so that you can only mine so many Bitcoins total. And the value is established because of a limited supply. And then the value goes up or down based on the demand for that limited number of Bitcoins that are in existence. And
Theoretically. If algorithms are running it.
Yeah. And we are of a belief that anything that can be that's on the Internet can be hacked eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some indications that Bitcoin has been, exchanges have been hacked and digital wallets have been hacked, which is not supposed to be possible. Facebook says Libra will be backed by the world's best assets. I presume, based on what I've read, that means fiat currencies.
Well, it means things like the dollar, which, of course, is
right.
a fiat currency because it's not backed by gold.
Right.
A tangible object.
Gold, oil, or anything else, real estate, it's not backed. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the government of the United States
right.
or whatever other fiat currency is in the basket of currencies. There are a couple of problems with this that I can see right off the bat. Now, I'm not an economics expert, but first of all, it looks to me as though Facebook is trying to establish a global currency.
Yes, because they are global.
Right, because at some point fiat currencies will fail, and then Facebook can just decouple and say, okay, just use our currency.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, unlike Bitcoin and Ethereum, Facebook has a huge head start in introducing the idea of digital currency to its users. It's got a user base that is more than half the planet, literally billions of users.
Users that are used to playing these games in Facebook,
right,
where they buy
right.
digital currency.
Exactly. And that is how the currency will be introduced. Suddenly you'll have people saying, oh, this is just like buying an upgrade for Farmville or Klondike or whatever. So it will find an audience that is more open to accepting it than just people saying, you know, who've never heard of a cryptocurrency before. What, Bitcoin? But you want me to trust this algorithm and I can use it? I don't think so. But everybody's got Facebook on a phone or WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or the new standalone app that Facebook is developing for Libra when this launches for 2020. The other problem with this is the social credit aspect of this.
Yes.
We have talked before about how Facebook is deplatforming certain political and religious points of view. If you are a conservative or a Christian or Christian conservative, you would be unwise, shall we say, to trust a digital currency launched by a social media company that can deplatform you for your point of view,
yes,
whether it's political or religious.
Yes, these are free to use.
You're right.
But they're not free. There is no free lunch. The fact is that you're providing the content. You are the product.
Yeah.
You're also the consumer. And it's sort of, it's discouraging when you are the product and the company comes along and says, you can't be the product, nor can you be the consumer because we don't like you.
Yeah.
Now, if you change your mind and you start to, you know, well, have a different political view, we might, you know, let you back
bump
in.
Bump your score up a little bit.
But it's going to be even worse if the day comes, if and when the day comes, that currency such as Libra, whether it's Libra or not, is the only way you can buy and sell. And that company, Conglomo, comes along and says, we're really sorry, but you just cannot buy and sell because you are an outcast. You're one of the others now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So be very wary about this. We'll keep an eye on it as it develops over the next year or so. Congress is already stepping up to take notice. And I never thought I would live long enough to say this because the chairperson of the House Financial Services Committee is Representative Maxine Waters. God bless her. Maxine Waters is right. I know. I never thought I'd say that. But on this, she's right. She's asking Facebook to halt development until Congress and regulators have a chance to look at this. Because of Facebook's global reach and because of the potential to abuse the ability of people to buy and sell based on political views, yeah, this is really not a good idea.
So true. Well, speaking of buying and selling, after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you how you can buy the brand new Red Wing Saga package,
which includes my brand new book. Details next on SciFriday.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the most unique special offer in SkyWatch TV history. We proudly announce the Vault Declassified Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the new book by Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil, How Radicals Are Redefining America's Rights, Making Her Globally Irrelevant for the End Times. Derek P. Gilbert's astonishing new book, Bad Moon Rising, Islam, Armageddon, and the Most Diabolical Double Cross in History. And the groundbreaking new book from Carl Gallup's, Gods of the Final Kingdom, Unveiling the Secrets of the Raging Celestial War. And now, in a SkyWatch TV first, directly from Tom Horn's personal private vault, you'll receive completely free of charge the never-before-released Tom Horn Secret Files USB flash drive. This drive is not available anywhere else and comes completely loaded with hundreds of files, including the world-exclusive behind-the-scenes, off-the-record video interview regarding perhaps the biggest scandal and cover-up in U.S. history. So hot, we're unable to discuss the specific contents on network television. This two-hour investigative interview has not been released anywhere else and provides new forensic information connected to the Robert Mueller report that may soon send shockwaves through Washington, D.C. and around the world. The Tom Horn Secret Files USB flash drive also includes the Defender Films full-length, two-time Telly Award-winning documentary movie, Inhuman. The much-sought-after Defender Red Letter Edition Bible with expanded Apocrypha on Kindle and digital files. Eastward Bible Software. brand new video presentations from the Watchman Conference, a massive data library of ebooks with tens of thousands of pages and hours of bonus interviews on video with leading prophecy experts. The Tom Horn Secret Files USB flash drive is valued at over $500. Yours now absolutely free when you order the Vault Declassified Special Collection from Skywatch TV. But we're still not done. Skywatch TV's off-the-record series is back by popular demand with the Gods of War edition on DVD, featuring exclusive interviews with Pastor Carl Gallops, Senior Pentagon Analyst Robert McGinnis, and Derek and Sharon Gilbert on the coming hyper-battle between the forces of God and the titans of biblical prophecy. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $600. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer that's too hot for network television. The Vault Declassified Special Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SciFriday from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Welcome to our home. And, you know, we teased before the break that we were going to tell you about the brand new offer, and Tom's crazy deals are back.
Yes, the stack is right here. Let me move the timer out of the
way. Well, I'll tell you what. Look at this stack. It is six books, three DVDs, all of that. It's over $200 worth of product for $50 donation. What do you say? I've already got the first four books of the Red Wing Saga. I only need Realms of Fire. Not a problem. For $25, you still get Derek's brand new book, Realms of Fire, and the three DVDs. It's a crazy, crazy Tom deal.
Yeah.
He strikes again.
This, by the way, the new DVD is the two-disc set, Best of SciFriday Volume 2. So you get two discs here that is 16 programs, 8 hours worth of video that we have culled from the last year and a half or so of SciFriday. So you get all of that that you can use to impress your friends.
Get the Wars of the Gods Volume 1, Search for the Titans, which was our first trip to Israel. You also get the Best of the First Annual Blessed Hope Conference with Derek and myself and Josh Peck, Michael K. Lake, Colonel Bob McGinnis, Tom Horn, and we're all talking about, well, prophetic things to come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss that because it's over 11 hours of prophetic teaching.
Yeah.
And like I said, you get Derek's brand new book. You know, the package, the other package through Skywatch where you can get this book isn't available yet.
It'll start shipping in a few weeks, but we're still waiting on the printer to deliver the books from Colonel McGinnis and Pastor Carl Gallup.
But you can get it if you get the Red Wing Saga. Well, we'd be happy if you would. Also, we have a brand new Red Wing Saga page at Facebook. Go there and like it because every week we draw for a free signed book. We've already sent two free signed books out in the past 2 weeks, and we'd like to send one to you. So go to Red Wing Saga page at Facebook. You see the little address right here on the bottom. And just click like and you'll be enrolled. You know, I came across a funny thing today. Many funny things, even funnier than Elon Musk. And it was something that we've talked about a lot. It's at Skywatch TV's page right now, skywatchtv.com, and it has to do with the Red Wing Saga, believe it or not. It's about Blackbirds of Doom.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. Tom Horn, by the way, if you don't have the Skywatch TV free mobile app, you really should download it because Tom Horn curates the news that's posted at the Skywatch TV website, skywatchtv.com. But if you've got the free mobile app, you get to download it and access all of those right on the your smartphone or tablet. Usually updates it on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays. So there's a constant stream of articles. And Tom finds the most interesting articles. This one was about the Black Bird of Chernobyl. Now, there's a television series right now that's kind of fictionalizing the account of what happened at Chernobyl when they had the meltdown there. But apparently there was something going on like the Mothman.
Well, that's the story. And for some reason, I can't get it to load, of course, but I did read it earlier. An archaeologist who has been looking at trace evidence at Chernobyl, trying to figure out exactly what happened, was asked about this. And he said that when he began to dig in the area, he was told by some of the locals and some of the survivors that there were stories early on of a being that was headless, had a wingspan of 10 to 15 feet, was all black, appeared to be man-like. It sounds very similar to Mothman, and had flaming red eyes that would appear in the sky over the site, over the town, and appeared supposedly on the very day it happened.
This is not something that came from a conspiracy theorist website. This came from news.com.au, which is
an Australian site.
Mainstream, yeah, Australian news site. The archaeologist in question is from Sydney. His name is Robert Maxwell. Worked a couple of digs at Chernobyl. For some reason, I got my copy of the story to pop up.
You probably hogged up all the Wi-Fi.
That's probably right. He worked in two digs in the exclusion zone at Chernobyl in 2010 and 2012. And he reported that this is what he was told when he was there. But, you know, again, I didn't even read in the article. I see that they referenced the Mothman in the article.
They do. And the description does sound like Mothman. And the reason I bring up the Red Wing Saga is because this idea of blackbirds and ravens and crows and demonic entities that have bird-like features, this is old. Mm-hmm. This is really, really old. In fact, in the Old Testament, some of the references to owls and other bird-like entities that are in the deserts, they're actually the names of demons. Lilith is one.
Well, yeah, and that's obviously that's very old. There's a reference possibly to Lilith in the book of Isaiah, a word that's translated as owls, I think. Night
yes,
owls
it
or
is.
Something
it's
that.
Translated as owls.
Yeah.
And, of course, the goddess Inanna is associated with owls. You see a lot of demonic entities that have birds associated with them in the bas-reliefs and the cylinder seals. And in, you know, frankly, shows like American Gods. You see Odin, he's always got his little bird on his shoulder.
Well, yeah, because he had two that were his companions that kind of did his bidding, served as little spies or whatever. Of course, we ran into a number of crows or ravens on the Temple Mount when we were there.
We did. We talked about this when we were on Jim Baker last week. You were reading from the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the Temple Mount, not far from the Dome of the Rock, and everyone was gathered around listening to you read from your phone. And behind you, there were all of these birds that had gathered. And it began to look like something out of the Red Wing Saga, because in that, I often write of scenes where, as something evil is about to happen, that you'll have groups of crows or ravens that start to assemble, and that was going on back there, and they were noisy. They were noisy, and it was like they were trying to drown you out. And then down comes this white dove that just walks into their midst, and they went flying.
The funny thing is, I was so busy trying to make out the words on the screen in the bright sunshine that I wasn't paying attention to any of this. But
Several people saw it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were all talking about it afterward, but we see the story again and again in just folklore, in mythology, in history. And when we were at the British Museum last month, we saw quite a number of representations of the gods and goddesses that had birds associated with them. So what do you think, whether something was actually seen in Chernobyl or not, it's this entity has been reported in Germany as well. I think it's called the Frankfurt Schrecker, I think, or Schrecker.
Okay, that makes sense. There have been some reports of a Mothman-like creature in the Chicago area in recent years, now that you mention it. The connection to Chernobyl, of course, like the connection to the Point Pleasant, Virginia bridge collapse, is that it was presumably or allegedly foretold, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Some sort of harbinger.
Right, a harbinger of some catastrophe that was about to take place. And of course, about 33, in fact, it's almost 33 years ago exactly that the Chernobyl plant blew up.
It was 33 years ago last month.
Yeah, yeah. So these stories persist in the Chernobyl area and around the world. What do they mean? That's a really interesting question.
Well, I don't know. I suppose it's possible, considering that we are constrained within our 3D ability to see dimensions, that there are things that come into our world that can only be perceived as shadows.
Yeah. The ancient Amorite kingdom of Ugarit, where many texts have been found that have helped scholars get a better handle on biblical Hebrew, note that spirits in those texts are often described as bird-like and flitting about. So there's a very old connection between birds and the spirit realm, at least certain kinds of birds. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That may be a stretch, but I think you're probably right. We will see things that don't make sense through our limited perception because we're not seeing the entire multidimensional nature of whatever it is that is partially manifesting in our reality.
The Lord is playing infinity-level chess.
Yeah.
One last thing. I just want to make sure that I mention this because I do tweet and Facebook about it a lot. The death count, not the case count, but the death count in Congo right now of Ebola is over 1,500.
So this is not slowing down?
No. In fact, it appears to be going through another spike. Mm. In fact, it just there is a new case that appeared in, and I forgive me, I can't remember the name of the city, but it's a city of about a third of a million people. So
that's not good.
It's sizable enough that if it starts to catch hold, it could do some real damage.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it spread across the border into Uganda because the border is very porous. A lot of people mm-hmm. have family members on both sides of the border. Mm-hmm. So that's becoming an issue. And we note that here in the United States over the last several weeks, migrants from Congo and from Angola have traveled across the border into the United States. Hundreds of their hundreds of migrants have been arrested by Customs and Border Patrol trying to get into Texas, rather. And many of those have been released and in places like San Francisco, Portland, Maine, and San Antonio.
I love you too.
While officials are saying there's no danger because it took these people more than 3 weeks to get here, and that's the incubation period of Ebola. If you've been watching this program for any length of time, you know that Sharon has pointed out that we know the virus can be dormant or survivors can still carry the virus mm-hmm. with them and then transmit it.
It can be sexually transmitted.
Right.
So, for at least 2 years.
Yeah. So the fact that it does not appear that these migrants are having their blood tested for Ebola seems to be a mistake, to say the least.
I know.
Well, next week, if we're not doing a live program next week, or at least a new program, we will at least bring one back from the vault. We've got several candidates that we can choose that will probably fit the theme of Independence Day here in the United States. With the 4th falling on Thursday, we will have a couple of days off from Skywatch TV next week. So we'll have a program one way or the other, but it may be something that we'll pull back out of our best of archives.
Sam says that he wants everybody to have a wonderful and safe 4th of July, and 4th of July is his birthday.
Oh, that's right.
He wants you to know that.
Yeah. Until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert.
We thank you for watching as we keep watch. This is Sci Friday from Skywatch TV.
You're a good boy. Can we bore you?